What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man can only take so much disrespect before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, we return to good old Maskistan. Now, this article was sent to me by the illustrious Neo the Outflanker, and it was updated on November 14th. Indian man deletes girlfriend, chops her up into 35 pieces, and discards them across Delhi for 18 days. Wow! Just wow! A 28-year-old Indian man in the capital of New Delhi allegedly deleted his girlfriend, chopped her up into 35 pieces, stored them in a refrigerator he bought for that purpose, and then disposed of the pieces around the city for 18 days. The Delhi police arrested the accused, Aftab Amin Poonawalla, on Saturday for the brutal termination of his 26-year-old live-in partner, Shraddha Walkar. He has been sent to 5 days in police custody. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! According to reports, the couple is from Western Mumbai City in the Maharashtra, I'm pretty sure I butchered that, state. Aftab was a food blogger and ran a social media page with his brother, Ahad Poonawalla. It was during this time that he met and fell in love with Walkar and shifted to Delhi after their families opposed their marriage because of their faith. The man was from a Muslim household while the woman was a Hindu. The couple had been living in a rented apartment in the Chhatarpur area, Morali police told ANI news agency. Both were working at a call center. The incident is said to have happened on May 18th after Walkar started forcing him to marry her. Uh-oh. There we go. There we go. You're gonna marry me. Dude was like, oh, no, I'm not. Yes, you are. Okay, time to take matters into my own hands. Aftab strangled his girlfriend to death and took inspiration from the American crime drama, Dexter, in which the protagonist is a forensic expert who led a double life as a serial killer to dispose of her remains. That's about all I'm going to read because the rest of it is just a bunch of crap. Blah, 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 blah. Well, anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in the apartment. Gotta give it a 10. Method of execution. Of course, we're going to go with the hands and rope of hate. So, of course, we're giving that a 10. Psychological impact. Going to give that one a 5. And for the brutality factor, I have to give that one a 10. Even though it would have been higher if he actually dismembered her while she was still alive. So, Aftab the assassin gets a score of 5. Here we are, gentlemen. Like I said, more and more men around the world are taking matters into their own hands. It is what it is. But, gentlemen, I got something that's going to be kind of special. It's not really an HMT, but it kind of sort of is. It really skirts the line. So, yeah, tomorrow's video, yeah, look out for it. It's going to be a doozy. It's going to be a real barn burner. However, we all know where the blame will truly lie. But yeah, all in all, yeah, more and more men around the world are snapping. And guess what? Us here in the red pill space, we called it. Eventually, the more society tries to put men into a box, guess what? The more men are finally going to break out of that box with lethal results. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the full article. Let me know what you guys think. And women around the world, no matter how much you're trying to force men into marriage, guess what? More and more men have seen the utter, absolute shit show that marriage has truly become. And yeah, more and more men around the world are saying, nah, that ain't it. That is not it. So remember, ladies, remember, you really think you have control, but the power will go out for you. You're no longer going to be able to force men to bend to your will. Feminism and all the BS protection you think you have in the form of the police, white knights, simps, that's all going to go out right along with it. And yeah, once you push that man over that line, it's on and popping. And guess what? He's going to go into that jail cell, but your ass is going into that pine box. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Welcome. Murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.